All this year, we're checking in with four of our listeners who told us about the great creative New Year's resolutions they made for 2013. One is going to make kind of a graphic novel. Another is writing a short story every month. And then there's Michael Relland in Phoenix. Michael teaches music to grade schoolers, and this year, he's going to play his own first solo recital on cello. I last talked to Michael in early January, so I called him to find out how things were progressing.
So your dad's picking up?
School was just letting out.
Hi, Kurt. How are you?
Good. So as I understand it, we've called you at the school where you teach music. Are your students or some of your students aware of this project of yours?
Yeah, actually, today, every Friday, I have a little concert day, and the kids can play whatever they want. So I told them that I needed them to finish up their concert in time so I could have my interview. And they're like, what interview? And I said, well, it's the interview because I had a New Year's resolution to play a recital. And they said, well, you must play your song for us first. And so today, I was able to play a few songs for them, which was good. You know, it's a tough crowd. It went well.
Good. Have you figured out exactly what you're going to play?
Well, I spread all the music out on the table. I had to, like, add the leaf in the table to make the table bigger to look at all the music because, you know, you kind of look at your life's work. Here's the favorites I've liked since I was a kid. Here's the stuff I like to listen to. Here's the new stuff, the Germans and the Russians. Oh, I got the school sign announcements. Hold on. And I had a great idea to do it instead of just Bach suites, which I was originally thinking. I was starting with Bach, but then I'm going to go back 100 years and forward 100 years. So kind of the whole history of the cello, you know, from when it started through Bach and then into the more romantic stuff.
That is super. This new plan, rather than just playing some Bach suites, which would be ambitious enough, sounds really ambitious to try to do this history of the cello.
This would be kind of a nice hook, a nice, interesting theme.
Definitely. And, of course, as you're thinking about this, is this starting to take up a lot of your non-teaching, non-rest of your life time?
I get up in the morning and I can do some, and I do a little bit after school, but it's not a have to. It really needs to be relaxed because if I start to stress out, my hands get stressed and tense. So, you know, I'm practicing probably 3-4 days a week.
Well, if your hands aren't too stressed on this Friday afternoon, you're there in the music room. I assume there's a cello near you. Would you mind playing us a piece?
That'd be great. Sure. This is Bach, but it's not from the cello suites. It's a piano piece. So, because I found out that, you know, there's the pile of stuff I know, but I'm trying to push myself, so I got this piano piece, arranged it for a cello. You'll hear a work in progress, you know?
Great. Our listener, Michael Relland from Phoenix, who listens to the show by podcast. We'll be checking in with him again as he gets ready for his recital later this year, and you can keep up with all four of our New Year's resolutionists at studio360.org.